big story. This broke over the weekend. High school yearbook was edited in Florida, of all places. So what happened was, you know, remember like when you take your photos for your high school yearbook, it's picture day, you know, and you think about what you're going to wear and what it's going to look like in pictures 20 years from now, 10 years from now, you know, what you're going to, it's a really big deal to come up with what you're going to wear. So all of these girls, I think in the end, it was like 80 of them, took their photos. The photos went to the yearbook, and one administrator, one woman, went through some of these photos and decided on her own, without asking permission, without talking to the kids, without talking to their parents, just decided on her own that these pictures were too provocative. And she photoshopped terribly, by the way. She photoshopped like your sleeve across your chest. And none of them were really provocative. I mean, you know, they were like low cut ish. But so look at some of these photos. So here's this one girl where I guess you could see a tiny bit of cleavage she's wearing, a nice little black top, a tiny bit of cleavage, and a cardigan. And they just photoshopped straight across. You can't see any cleavage. Now the next girl, they...
That's a horrible, horrible Photoshop.
They did a terrible job with the Photoshop. Yeah. I mean, she's just... she literally just is wearing a V-neck shirt. And she happens to be well endowed. That's not her fault. That's how she's developed. That's what she looks like. You know? So there was... I think in the end, there was something like 80 of these. What? 80?
She went through 80 students?
Yes.
Yeah. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. And the thing, okay, so there's a couple of things here. All of these girls were so embarrassed and humiliated because they said, I just came for picture day. I was posing for a photo, you know, and they tell you what you can and can't wear. There's a dress code. And it actually says that V-necks look really good on camera. They really elongate your neck. They elongate your face. They always tell you to wear a V-neck. So a lot of these girls did. Now, I want to show you a picture that is also in the yearbook. This one is of the boys. Okay? Right. So this is a woman who decided that... And also, a lot of these girls were like, I feel sexualized. Like, who's looking at a 15, 16-year-old girl at her breast and thinking, like, sex? Like, they're so... I mean, they already at that age are really self-conscious about their bodies. Now, here's an adult telling them that the way they look is not okay. So here is a photograph that I'm showing of boys wearing Speedos, banana hammocks. This is the swim team. So the boys are allowed to be complete. I mean, these guys are practically naked. Okay. Two of them, it's cut off at the belly button. So it looks like they're standing there naked. And then there's another photo where they're full body and they're wearing teeny tiny little banana hammocks. So those photos are okay. It's okay for boys to be standing there basically in their underwear, and a girl that you can see like a tiny bit of cleavage is shamed. So yeah, this was a big story today, and this is pretty gross.
So what's going to happen now? Well, are they going to go back and re-edit this yearbook?
Yeah, they're going to have to.
So they printed, I don't know, 2,000 of these things.
Yep.
Now they're going to have to go back and reprint all of these books because this woman went nuts.
That's right. At this woman's expense, or at the expense of the school, they're going to have to reprint all of this. And they all want an apology. The teachers want an apology. The students want an apology. The parents want an apology. They are really angry that that one woman just went through and decided that these pictures were not okay with her. And it's like, something's wrong with you, lady. If you're looking at those, and that, listen, this is Florida. Have you seen the way kids dress in Florida? It's hot. You know what I mean? They wear booty shorts. Like, have you seen that? So if you're offended by this, you're mentally ill. This woman's she should be fired.
Unless it went through a committee and there was more than one person saying, yeah, go ahead and do this, which I doubt. And if there wasn't, then yeah, she needs to be fired.
Well, the arrogance of it, the arrogance of just going through all the photos, like, who the hell asked you? Who are you? You know, who are you to judge these? And these women, these young girls feel very judged. I mean, some of them were like you know, kind of traumatized because the one girl that has like just naturally big boobs, I'm sure she gets crap for that all the time. Mm-hmm. Now here's an adult who basically censored her photo, and it wasn't even an inappropriate photo.